So you wrote about the international cultural life in Goa.
Yeah, because there were many such artists coming and newer things taking place. So it would be nice to give us in Goa an idea of what is going on from the international side, you know. It's always good like that. And that is my link also to the Deutsche media. Like the statistic here is about 95% of the people working in the Deutsche media are only from Deutschland. It would be nice if there would be people from other places who would also be there, so there would finally be a less possibility of a bias. I'm not saying that there is a bias now all the time. Whether there is or is not, it depends on situation, I guess. That's not a generalization judgment I'm making there. But the very simple philosophy, fundamental thing of what I'm saying is the 95% of the people are from here itself.
And we need more foreign journalists.
It would be nice. It would be, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It would be nice. Because for the simple reason that if you are in your own house, talking about your own house all the time, then it, I don't know, get nicks, na?
You know? Yeah, and you also told me yesterday that the picture of the German media in other countries is quite poor.
Bad.
Yeah.
There are sources which officiate these things. There is a map outside in this very radio station which talks about the fairness of the media all over the world. And there are difficult situations, very difficult situations. You know, there's different colors and there's a whole world map. And Germany, I think, is given an average rating for this. I'm actually very vary with the German media and how they report, because I read an article in the Schwäbisch Tagblatt I was telling you yesterday. It was the first line of this article. It was the front page, I think. But it was a huge article on the top level of the newspaper. Like when you have a newspaper, the top level article which is on the front, on the top of the page, is more important than what is down. So it was given that pedestal, given that importance. And it started by saying, out of the 6 or 7 people thrown out of a nightclub because of sexual harassment towards women, 5 were black. So, I mean, I can stay away from making a judgment, because you and me know what judgments are and how opinions can be leading and misleading. But I would not expect a newspaper person to write something like that. Like, you know, they probably didn't say black, but he said African of origin. But even that, what was the need for you to start that article with that? There was no need. We can criticize all we want, because articles are written different way by different people and everybody must write differently. That's all good. But this is something which, what would you say about this? What's your opinion on this?
This is setting racist bias. If an article starts like that, it is just setting the bias for racism and populism.
Yeah.
So I think this is really dangerous, because it is pushing the readers in the totally
wrong
way.
Wrong direction.
Towards more violence even. Yeah. So, yeah. But for you, is this a way of influencing media in a better way to do radio here at the Freie Radio Wüste Welle? So do you see that there is a difference between Freie Radio Wüste Welle and other media?
Definitely. I'm so happy with the free radio here. It's like reminding me. See, I've been in the radio industry in my country as well for about 13 years approximately, because I was doing journalism and I was a freelancer. I was also doing a little bit of television and a little bit of radio. So when I was doing that, there was Big FM, which actually came down to India and has more than 44 installations all over India. And I was part of the setup of Big FM all over India as well as in Goa. So now this is a formal radio station where you cannot go without making sure about what you're speaking. You know, so I am already been experienced in this part where, okay, you can't say this, you can't say this, you can't say this, you can't use any bad words, you can't basically say what you want to say like you would be able to right here. It's something else.
This is not free radio.
Exactly. I mean, you would only know the difference probably once you've been to a caged radio, how they call it. But it's not really caged radio. It's just protocol set by corporate firms with respect to the fundings they get and respect to the social surroundings. And then to keep it on a very moderate level. So what they do also, and they're doing it because of the moderation. They don't want to be extreme on any side, like, you know. This is what the radio thing is there. And when I come here and I see free radio, which is giving so much of potential, it's unbelievably brilliant.
Why is it?
Unbelievably brilliant. Because you can say what you want to say. You can have a person come over here who has very emotional opinions about something. You know, usually when opinions come about a particular topic, they can be very clear and crisp. But sometimes when you're emotionally involved with the topic, they come out emotionally. So there is a little bit of lack of clarity, but there's a lot of humanness in this, you know. And I'm more into this sort of area, like the human interest area, as far as journalism is concerned, even with regards to activism.
So what are the topics exactly that you bring up here?
Here? In free radio, it's... Well, for Newcomer News, for instance, the show where I'm supposed to be working with all the newcomers, and I'm a newcomer myself, we have the section where we start off with lots of songs and chats between us, and then there are a few people who will come by and guest speakers who will come and who will speak. None of them are experts, okay? But it's a casual place where people's opinions come across each other. Like once there was a gentleman who came and spoke about Afrin and this attack on Afrin. And what I did was I put another friend of mine called Ahmad Salah, who is from Syria. And he is the gentleman responsible for this photograph exhibition which just happened a couple of days ago about the war in Syria, etc. Very nice photographic exhibition which actually gives us insight into what really happens.
In the Landratsamt.
Yeah, it was in the Landratsamt. And the thing is, this sort of a situation where a gentleman who spoke about Afrin was a little bit emotional about the thing, but equally there was enough of emotion from the other side because Ahmad was also a Syrian. And you could see there was one person who had the facts right from research, and there was one person who had heard what he had heard from his own friends, not formal research, but he came from that area. So the interaction was brilliant in my case. It went on to a very intense one. But it's nice to have things like this, you know. There was something which I read on a Facebook post. Imagine that. But it's very, very nicely said. I don't know who said it. But it was about, it's not about stopping people from talking about religion and politics so as to not to create conflicts. Instead, you should be teaching people how to talk about difficult topics like this without creating a conflict. You know?
Also, dass man die Menschen nicht davon abbringen sollte, über Religion und Kultur und Politik zu sprechen, sondern dass man einander darin schulen sollte, wie man das macht, ohne einen Konflikt darauf zu beschwören.
Yeah, yeah. It's because many times we ignore that. Even once or twice at the reduction meeting at 2 News, some of us were not able to face a topic very nicely. And then the reaction is, okay, let's not talk about this. Let's go to the next point. Incorrect. I think we make a huge mistake when you do things like these, you know. You push things under the rug.
You must go into it.
Well, go into it and be brave enough to have it nicely, you know. To have it without your emotional connect. To have it without your opinion coming in there. If you cannot, then you have a lot to learn, basically.